Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
We will come back. Look at verse 6. Go into verse 6. So Abram took the wood for the burnt offering, and laid it on Isaac, his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife. And the two of them went together. Okay? Let's look at verse 7. But Isaac, let's read now. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and says, my father. And he says, Yerma, my son. Then he says, look, the fire, the wood, but where the lamb? Where is the lamb? Check the word, what it says. The lamb. Where is the lamb? What kind of sacrifice is going to be? What kind of sacrifice is going to be? A lamb. Where is the lamb? Okay, let's get the answer. Because that's good now. Oh, look at verse 8. And Abraham says, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. So the two went together. Clear. Straightforward. No guesswork. So he must have seen the lamb. The Lamb of God on the third day. Because he affirmed. He affirmed it to his son. Look at it. My son, God will provide for himself the lamb. For the what? This burnt offering. So the two of them went together. So Isaac was now at peace. Because he knew it ain't going to be him. Because he ain't the lamb. And his father just tell him that God going to what? Provide for himself the lamb for this offering. We say earlier, faith is seeing it before you see it. You better learn this definition of faith. That's when you know you have faith. Faith is what? Seeing it before you see it. So on the third day, he sees it. As he was going on the third day, he sees it. And the Bible says he sees it afar off. It's not there. Ooh. What the thing that you want, that you don't have, you better see it. When you see it afar off, you see it, you can't touch it yet because it's not there yet. But I can see it from way over there. I can see it. Like we have a testimony this morning. My spiritual daughter came up here and she says she saw four what? Whom? Four of them. So one come, but there's three more. Because you see it. And she know they're going to be four. But only one manifests itself. But she not to reach for the other three because she know it's out there somewhere. She can't tell you exact place. She tell you, oh, the second one come. Because she reach out there for it. So now she got two. But now she know for sure. When the second one comes, she has no doubt about the other two now. That's it. They come. You can tell her there's not going to be two more now. You know? See, I saw four. I got one. Well, maybe I didn't really see it. But you see, the second one come. When the second one come, it's affirmed the first one, and it's affirming the other one that coming.
Just take it to Abraham. 25 years, Isaac came. He waited 25 years for Isaac to come. So if Isaac come at 25 years, he's supposed to be the father. I'm supposed to be the father of what? Many nations. Then Isaac can't die. Oh, you guys, oh Lord Jesus. He started to realize Isaac cannot die. If Isaac died, then the seed, everything is dead. Through Isaac, all the family of the herd will be what? Blessed. He can't die. It has to come. So God pulled back and showed Mr. Abraham something. And then he used the word, God will provide a lamb. So let's see for sure. John chapter 1. Let's go to John chapter 1, 29. John the Baptist was before Jesus. And he knew his mission. His mission was to be the forerunner, to point out that Jesus was coming to do what? Take the sins of the world. Now look at verse 29. That's John. He was teaching and preaching. Behold, somebody coming. One is greater than I. So this day, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and says, what did John say? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Watch. John did say, behold Jesus. What did he say? Specific language. Behold, the Lamb of who? God. The Lamb of God who will what? Take the sins of the world. That's exactly what Abraham saw. That's why he says, God will provide for himself a lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, not the Lamb of man, not no sheep out there, the Lamb of God. He saw that. And Isaac was no Lamb of God. So I'm looking at the third day, and I want you to look, because you have to be able to see things in order to get it. Jesus says to Nicodemus, unless a man be born again, he cannot see. Kingdom of God. He can't see how nothing works. So the one big thing we know for sure, to see how God work, to see through the eyes of faith, you must be born again. The natural man can't see through the eyes of faith. No way. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. The natural man walk by sight. The spiritual man walk by faith. So he can see things. On the third day, he saw. He saw the Lamb of God. He saw Calvary. See, it was specific. God there, I show you, take him to a mount. You know, Jesus was crucified on what? Mount Calvary. It's on a mountain. He saw it. And I will give you, show it fully well. When you see what God has for you, no one can take it from you. When you see what God has for you, no one can take it from you. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, our favorite chapter of faith. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 and 19. On the third day, he saw the Lamb of God up on Mount Calvary. He saw Jesus coming back. He saw, and Hebrews going to tell us something here. Hebrews going to explain it to us. All right? I need all of our attention up here. Now let's read it. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Watch it now. Of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Let's read it. Concluded that God, from that, come on, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. That's what was he said. Figurative. You see that? Go on. Concluded that he saw that it was never going to be. This was just figurative. That's all. Jesus is the lamb. And God was testing him if he truly, truly believe him, truly love him. God was only testing him. He was only test his commitment to him. This is the test he was going through. He was just going through a test. If he really, truly believed God himself, and if he truly living in the zone of obedience. Because everything from God is by what? Obedience. This is our test. Obedience is the test. We fail because we fail to what? Obey. We're doing it our own way. So this was a test. Okay, you love me over here, Abraham. You see I gave you the son. But let me test you if you are committed to that love that I have, that you have for me. Let me test it. You know, God will, you know, just test us to see how great, how faithful we are. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, yeah. Sing it, Miss Morrison, sing it. Oh, man, that's so easy, boy. It's okay. We all into that. And then he said, okay, I'm going to just test this thing here. I'm going to test your worship here. Let me test if you still commit, if you still commit, if you're still going to praise me, if you still can sing when everything is going wrong, if you still can praise me when you can't see nothing. Can you still praise me? Can you still say amen? Can you still love me when everything that you look at is going another way and I have to hold on? Because sometimes he doesn't feel like God is there. God, you know the situation. I am desperate. Oh, my God, leave us sometime in some desperate situation. I don't know about you, but many times I've gotten in a desperate situation. I am so in that desperate situation. Ooh, Jesus. I'm in the spot now. Like you say, your back is up against the wall. There is no way up. And the hour is coming when we got to get it. We got to get it. The hour is coming. We got to get it. We got to get this thing.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.